Californians for Equal Rights Foundation to release rebuttal responding to PTA's Mythbusters. Californians for Equal Rights Foundation, a nonprofit group focusing on equal rights and merit, is planning to release a rebuttal against a document titled Mythbusters that was published by a parent-teacher association group. The Palomar Council PTA JEDI Committee published Mythbusters in December 2022. It lists 10 myths about various controversial topics in education, including critical race theory, sex education, parents' involvement, and more. JEDI Committee Chair Casey Doan said the document aims to clarify what JEDI is not by addressing some of the myths and misinformation we most commonly hear. CFER Executive Director Wenyuan Wu told the Epoch Times that Mythbusters is filled with lies and mistruths intended to smear and silence those dissenting to political correctness and ideological conformity, including CFER. The Mythbusters is troublesomely divisive by presenting politicized opinions as facts and by attacking parents and groups critical of their work as intolerant, Wu said. The first item in the Mythbusters list states that CRT is not being taught in our schools. The JEDI Committee is associated with the Poway Unified School District, San Diego. The document states that those who suggest CRT is being taught in schools are waging a political war against the effort to teach students about systemic racism. The draft rebuttal document obtained by the Epoch Times argues that this is a disingenuous non-denial denial. The rebuttal states that CRT might not be taught as a legal theory or hypothesis, but major tenets of CRT are being applied in ethnic studies, history, social studies, English, and even math. According to an empirical research project by CFER, which looked into the implementation of CRT-themed curricula in nearly 100 school districts in California, PUSD was rated 0, meaning all-encompassing promotion of DEI and CRT. Wu said the research found that in California school districts, tenets of CRT have been fused into various subject areas and have commanded significant funds, many of which come from local taxpayers. Mythbusters denied that JEDI is pushing a radical gender and sexuality agenda. The rebuttal states that JEDI is a strong vehicle for that. Fact 5 of the rebuttal refers to first-hand evidence from whistleblowers at the April 25, 2022 JEDI Committee meeting involving PUSD leadership and trans family support services. The rebuttal states that in that meeting, there was a discussion on planning for an upcoming LGBTQ+ event for elementary, middle, and high school families and introducing gender literature to young students because ages 3 to 5 is often when children begin to recognize their gender, and there is a rapid rise in trans/non-binary identification in the last years. Doan told the Epoch Times that the meeting notes were private conversations, and one cannot be certain of their authenticity. At no point did anyone say that we are trying to reach out to children about their gender, Doan said. In the seventh item of Mythbusters, parents who want to participate more in their children's education are called pro-parent, a term the document defines as the new term for the anti-equity coalition that exists in communities across America. While the term sounds positive, these groups are working to ban books, restrict any discussion of race, gender, and sexuality in our schools and return to the basics, the document states. The rebuttal argues that in recent years, deteriorating academics alarm parents who are sending their kids to a high-performing school district to be properly educated. Concerned parents who demand restoring merit, academic transparency, and accountability are not the enemy, the rebuttal argues. Parents are the primary stakeholder in their child's upbringing, Wu said. They should be involved in education policymaking and be given the respect they deserve. Wu also worries that JEDI committee members meet with school district officials regularly to discuss how to indoctrinate other people's children, she said when talking about the leaked meeting notes. Mythbusters also addresses the idea that we should be colorblind when it comes to race. It states, at worst, colorblindness is a tool used to intentionally gaslight Black, Indigenous, and people of color and give white people a justification for turning away from the experiences and voices of BIPOC. Wu stated, "In the eyes of the government, we are all Americans, and we are all equal on an individual basis." She emphasized that the constitutional principle of equality is fundamentally and radically colorblind.